Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah! Lady Gaga to start us off. Season 8.
I feel like I should lip sync it.
You should. All right, we're going to go quick because then we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I feel like we just came back from like summer vacation.
We came from the old studio.
Kenny misplaced AfterBuzz TV.
It's been so long.
We'll get to that. Why are you trying to rip on me?
I had to.
I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. Let's get started with names. Sitting next to me is my lovely other host,
Jackie Boraski, 123 Jackie B, holla.
And next to Jackie,
Mark J. Freeman here.
And we have a new face with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jay Ellis.
Welcome, Jay.
Thank you.
I'm not the new face again.
I know, you passed
the I'm the oldie now.
Now people are going to make nasty comments about you, Jay.
Get ready.
So, guys, we got a lot to talk about. This is season 8. This is the 100th
episode.
100th episode. You okay here?
What's my mic number? I can't hear a thing.
Year two.
Oh, and we have the voice of God somewhere.
James is somewhere.
Say hello. Hi, James.
There he is.
Hi, James.
Oh, that's
this is
much
so
better.
Weird because we're in a new studio and I'm used to seeing the booth director in front of me and they're...
Not here.
He's floating in the sky.
There's a long story to that. But anyway, I want to get your guys' first impressions of this episode. First season, first impressions.
Well, Mark, of the Queens?
I watched the Meet the Queens.
By the way, Jackie and I don't know if, Jay, I don't know if you watched Meet the Queens. Did you watch the Meet the Queens?
I did.
Okay, so we have two people, the two guys over here that watched the Meet the Queens. Mm-hmm. Jackie and I went into this episode
blind.
You could call us underachievers, but...
No, but you guys said last time, you don't like to know anything going
I don't like
in.
To do that because I think the less I know, the better, because then I feel like I'm judging them more on like their authentic personality.
And my excuse was, I think I watched the Meet the Queens 2 seasons ago, and when they walked into the workroom for the first time, I was so underwhelmed. I was like... this is going
to
be boring.
Well, and I think I like to watch it because I like to see if my first impressions are correct.
Plus,
you know a lot of them, so that all.
I don't know any of this season.
Oh.
I know Naomi Smalls. Like, I know who she is, but I don't know any of them. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not one.
This is my first time watching Meet the Queens, and I don't know if I'll do it again because it was exactly what you said, where I don't know if I like knowing them before or if I like getting that the first when they walk through that door, I kind of want to know who they are.
I don't know if Jackie, you will agree with me, but I actually liked not seeing Meet the Queens.
Yeah.
Because my first impression was, well, okay, that's not technically this was my first impression. I did a cheat sheet for everybody, and I was going to wait, but I wanted to make sure we had everyone's name and faces down pat, so I did that first.
I have to say the ones that stood out, because I would thought about going back and watching it again just to kind of refresh, because I watched it when they first came out, so it's been a while, and I just kind of today was just like, okay, who are the ones that you know that you really remember, and all the ones that it's pretty much spot on to what I
that's good.
Was thinking.
I like the fact that I didn't know anything and I was thoroughly entertained. I've got Cameron in my ear saying that I'm a flip-flopper. Because I've said before that I've always been underwhelmed. And so not knowing who any of these girls were, I felt kind of excited to see how this season is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just say.
You say it.
Because last season I was
underwhelmed.
Yeah. I was Mr. Nasty. Other than Ginger, I was like, you know, I grew to like Pearl. I just, I still don't think.
It took all 13 episodes.
And I'm going to say this purposefully. What's her name won? But wow. I have to say, when I watched the Meet the Queens, I was like, shut up. Like, I was like, I mean, there were so many that I was like, okay, I kind of liked her. And they didn't seem fake to me.
Right.
And I'm still kind of like, okay. I loved the episode.
Right.
I was impressed with the idea, because that was another thing we've talked about before, was that we had issues with the themes and the mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we'll see how that keeps going, because right. I think this was a special episode, so it made it a little bit exciting.
Uh-huh.
But I'm really kind of, I laughed a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. I'm excited. I'm actually excited, and I might not be Mr. Nasty.
I like the personalities, too, and I think for me, a lot of the reasons why I prefer to see them as they interact with other people versus from like a Meet the Queens video, mm-hmm. because you have complete control over what you're doing.
That's what I was gonna say too. The Meet the Queens for me this time didn't seem forced. There were a few, no, I take that back. There were a couple that I was like, okay, she's acting for the, mm-hmm. she's yeah. putting on a show. But I really felt, I mean, maybe you have a different opinion on this. There were so many of them that I was like, wow. Like I just didn't feel like they, and I think part of that is, because if you noticed, I did write down everybody's ages.
A
lot of them are older. They're not yes. the young little. And the ones that I seem to have the issues with are the young, the newbies.
Yes, I want to get Jay's input on the Meet the Queens and his your first impressions on when they came through the runway or the workroom.
Yeah. So for me watching it was the same thing where I was excited really for only two girls, and I don't want to say who it was.
Just say it.
Point
yeah,
it.
Say no, it. Okay, you got to say it. No. Okay,
yes. So,
okay.
Yes.
Bobby drag queen.
Yes.
Won my heart. I mean, yes. just right from the yes. right from the start. And then even in this episode, yeah. continuously.
Yes.
Best lines. I thought one of the better. It shouldn't have been a safe cost or a look. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I thought it should have been one of the top looks. And then I liked Kim Chi.
Yeah.
However, Kim Chi came off very subdued in the Meet the Queens. And she said when she first entered that she's very shy. And then, she's playing around with the judges on the runway. And I didn't see that side of her from Meet the Queen. So it was beneficial to watch it, but I don't think it represented exactly who they were. So it still kind of was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, I think our job now is to go back and watch Meet the Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the difference. Because
that's your homework assignment.
And to get to the new studio.
The correct
on time.
Studio.
Correct studio, yes. So let's jump into it. The walk into the workroom is always the best part of the season for me because mm-hmm. again, mm-hmm. I don't know who these people are and it's my first impression. And I have to say that out of a lot of the seasons that I've seen every episode, but I feel like this is the one season that I was totally like as a whole, I like all of these queens. I will say that. The looks, on the other hand, were totally underwhelming.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like there's a lot of personality here, but there's not a lot of like showmanship,
yes.
I guess.
And I think the only exception for me had to been Acid Betty. Like her presentation coming through the door was the best.
Yeah.
And it's nothing that we
I like Kim Chi's too.
I loved Kim Chi.
Okay. Not my favorite. I didn't hate it or, you know, but it was just like, oh, okay.
Acid Betty left an impression on me.
Yes. Yes. Because it was one of those things when I was watching the first time, I had to press pause and I was like, oh, I want to see that again.
Mm-hmm.
So that was to compare it to like Alaska from a couple of seasons ago or Sharon Needles, it's mm-hmm. like, you want,
Did you just say Alaska is an impressive drag queen to
look
at?
Well, no.
The entrance. I think the entrance.
Because okay.
she had the horse face.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So, Mark, we're here.
Yep, I got you.
So,
I got you, girl.
She had the horse face to replace her actual face, which has no makeup on it.
Which is kind of like a horse face. Anyway.
He's letting it rip.
So, what's funny is I was thinking, was you know what's interesting, though? I was thinking before I came in today, if I was a drag queen on Drag Race, like, who would I be closest to? And I was like, I'd probably be closest to Alaska because I hate doing makeup.
Yeah.
So I would probably end up being that queen who's like, I'm going to really try and rely on my personality because I don't want to do my makeup.
Or you could borrow my Sharpie and be Derek Barry.
Went there. You guys are ripping already. Ooh, is it me or I kind of make a comparison between these queens to someone in the past.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Like, and Kimchi's makeup is, like, a better version of Trixie.
Or Bianca.
Oh, okay.
I thought Bianca.
Yeah. Ooh. A little Bianca,
like,
in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, Acid was a little Sharonito slash... Oh, what's her name? The Seattle queen.
Jinx. Oh, Robbie Turner.
Oh, my gosh. It was like Jinx mated with Max.
Did you see? They did a thing. Did you guys all see this? That there's a thing out there where they took all these queens and they were like, it's this and this and this and this. So there's a thing out there. Oh, okay. So it'd be interesting to... It was a while ago that I saw it. It was like right when the Meet the Queens came out. But it was quite interesting because it was like pretty spot on.
And I think... I mean, before, Ruth had like her... She had her big girl. She had a Latino and queen.
We still have a Latino queen who can't speak.
Mm-hmm. I'm too, actually.
I know, but I'm so tired of, like, I'm tired of them.
No offense. Jackie is the sweetest person you'll ever meet, but.
No, my boyfriend's Latino, and he has an accent. Yeah. And I'm just saying that it's like, there's a difference between being Latino and happening to have an accent versus making a joke out of the fact that the person has an accent. And that's what I feel like happens on Drag Race all the time. And it didn't really happen with Naisha Lopez, the one who went home early, but it did happen with Cynthia LaFontaine. They're like, I can't understand what she's saying. And I'm like, really?
She reminds me a lot of Yara Sofia. And I like that.
I love Yara.
She didn't
remind you. Who is that tiny one who...
Kenya Michaels.
Yes.
Kenya Moore. Yeah, Kenya Moore.
But with Cynthia... Are we laughing at her, or are we laughing because she's funny?
I think
who was it that said it in the opening? That it was Naisha. She's like, half the time you don't know what she's saying, but she's just funny because she's like,
the delivery.
She reminds me of Tammy Brown. It's just kooky, wacky. Yeah. I thought she was hysterical, and really liked her Meet the Queen too.
Yeah, well.
The only thing that bothered me about her, though, is that Jiggly Caliente, like, way of just, like, slapping a bun of hair on you. Yeah. Who else used to do that? Ginger did that, as much as I like Ginger. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Put on a wig once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, and can we just... I would like to say that Britney Spears, even as a boy... Dead on. Looks just like Britney Spears. It is scary.
It's impressive.
But the thing that I feel like, this is a Courtney Love thing all over again, where it's like relying on body, yaddy, yaddy.
Yeah.
You know, like the looks to me were, it was like either classic Britney looks or like I have a nice body looks. And,
or a combination.
And it's like Rue clearly states like, oh, we want to see more Britney. We want to see more Britney. And it's like... If I wanted to watch a Britney impersonator, I would go to Vegas.
To Vegas.
That's where he's from. He's from Vegas.
Yeah, but we have someone like Chad McMichaels who does impersonations as well, but didn't rely on...
Chad Michaels. Morgan McMichaels.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Someone like Chad Michaels who...
By the way,
does impersonations.
It's almost midnight here in Los Angeles, so good morning.
And it's like 100 degrees in here, and I'm wearing a hat.
And I'm wearing a jacket.
So.
Anyway, no more excuses.
But he did his own thing, even though he also is a very good impersonator.
Right.
Who?
And Chad Michaels.
Okay.
Right. I agree.
We don't like Chad, but I love Chad.
My thing is with Derek is, if you're going to come in as that Britney, don't do a blonde wig on the runway if you're going to be like, if you don't want to
Well, she did say, I'm just going to do Britney Christmas.
Right.
She said that in the workroom, so.
Now the challenge is she going to step out of that, or is she going to give Rue... You know, the Britney.
I think she might go with a thinner Sharpie.
That's Sharpie.
Speaking of Sharpie.
And Mistletoe.
I have to point out two things.
Okay.
First of all, Dax exclamation
point. I like Dax exclamation point.
I don't mind him, but if you're going, I know you're painting on eyebrows, just paint them on all the time. There's some shots of him where there's no eyebrows and his.
They probably shaved him off.
It bugs me.
Hmm. That he has no eyebrows?
He's a professional
Most female of them impersonator.
In his personal time. It's weird looking at someone without eyebrows. And if I offend anyone...
I don't have very many eyebrows.
I actually don't have them.
Okay.
And you drew them on. That's why I just said.
Mine are just
as long as he draws them on, I'm fine. I also want to point out that
I want to say though I like Dax's exclamation point because I want to see more cosplay. I love that cosplay stuff.
I was a little bored.
I like that.
She came out looking like Storm from X-Men, which I was
like,
I like cosplay too.
Yeah.
So
like
it's just
that's kind of why I like Layla McQueen because it's like that 90s kish stuff. Watch Layla's cosplay-ish.
Watch Layla's Meet the Queen, because I think you'll have a different impression of her.
Well,
I liked her Meet the Queen. I liked both of their Meet the Queens, and then Dax just didn't really do anything for me this episode, but we'll see.
We'll see.
I'll give it another chance.
So the mini challenge was yet again a photo shoot, and I said this. I'm a broken record by saying this. It's a tradition, kind of. Every first episode of the season, they want to do a photo shoot. I like the fact that they brought back almost all of the former winners, and I loved two things. Where was Bianca?
Bianca at the time. No, what she was doing is she's actually no. I got it. Here's the thing: is like she does her own comedy routine, and she's been doing it like in cities all over the U.S.
She was on a boat too. She's
probably on a boat too.
No, cruise.
Yeah, but they wouldn't schedule the drag cruise like to conflict with this. But she's probably doing her own like stand up.
But you know what? I am a firm believer.
She has the Rolodex of hate.
But I feel like you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I love Bianca. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like this show, I mean, she was already like a superstar before she won the show. I feel like it's also kind of a duty if they're having this episode to be there.
Here's the thing is like if you schedule a free visit to RuPaul's Drag Race versus a paid stand-up gig, I would go with the paid stand-up gig.
They might have gotten paid.
Just saying.
I don't think they got food.
Yeah.
For free. Who knows?
That was the food that made Willem throw up on set.
Nonetheless, I thought it was a cool concept. Although, I would have done more with the winners. They just kind of stood there in the background. They all look great, by the way, except for maybe...
The first two.
I've never been a fan of Jasmine. Not Jasmine.
Tyra Sanchez?
That one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when she was there, I was like, I don't even recognize who that was.
Underwhelming. I want Sharon Needles to get a spinoff just from watching her mug the camera the whole time.
Yeah. I agree.
She tried to mug the camera, but her face don't move no more.
Well, I enjoyed it just being in the one position, I guess. I don't know.
But yeah. I feel like in the past, they've been very challenged. They were doing something. Like, they were either underwater, they were jumping from the... Mm-hmm. You know, this one just felt...
Ones where they're like... Where they're like running after wild animals or something.
Yeah.
But the challenge was to stand out with all of these established queens. And we saw that some of them did it well. That's true. And the other ones... fell flat.
Yeah.
I think that's also a lesson in like composition too, because and like Layla had a hard time like figuring out how to fit into the picture.
It was bad.
First of all, that outfit. Oh, that's another thing I wanted. Like,
I liked it. Because
no, not
that was hysterical. And I don't know. I wrote it down because I don't know who said it, but when she came.
Don't say her
when
name
she came
times.
In, there's someone he just you couldn't see who said it, but they just said, "Don't say Beetlejuice three times."
Yeah,
that was a good.
I laughed out loud. That was funny.
But again, the first outfits should be, I think, if not your best drag, at least your second to best.
I think what's happening though is that people are thinking, okay, I've got to play it safe here because I've got to bring my wow outfit later on.
I think we talked about this last season. I think. Because there was
I don't
some...
necessarily agree with it.
No, I know, but I think there was one queen, I can't remember, and there have been so many, and you can rip me, just make a comment down below. They wanted to wait and use their best drag later in the contest, and I stood my ground and said no.
Well, I do know you do
what you need to do at that moment. Don't wait until like.
Well, we know that they get a checklist of what to bring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the only reason I'm gonna let things slide a little bit with the opening outfit, because I think in general, like if I were going, and I know that first challenge is going to involve some kind of mess.
No.
I'm not wearing something that somebody made for me that cost me $250 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to wear something that I know that I can get wet, or I don't care that this wig gets ruined or whatever. Yeah. I feel like that is a consideration for somebody who... It's easy to say wear your best all the time when you're not spending... You know, it's $50 for a new pair of boots sometimes.
Disagree with you.
Know what I mean? So, I don't know. I mean, I get what you're saying, though. I totally get what you're saying. I would get something that was wash and wear. was fabulous.
All right, well, I'm going to totally...
I would find the best dress at Cross Dress for Less.
I'm so glad.
And I'd wear it.
Jay brought up garbage. And that
thing.
Girl...
I can't even remember who it was.
It was her name, the one from Chi-Chi. She came out in a trash bag.
Uh-huh.
See, here's my thing, is that, yes, you don't want to wear your $200, $300 gown or whatever.
Or $1,000, sorry, for all those people.
Your goal is to win $100,000 minus whatever comes out in taxes.
Right.
So you replace it.
Not much.
You replace it. I feel like you come out, you do what represents you. And everyone, I mean, we saw it in the past where they came out.
Yeah.
You know, Sharon Needs is a perfect example. She came out and it was her.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you walk out in a trash bag, come on.
And, well, that's why in Acid Betty, in her picture, she made such a statement, even though it wasn't, I mean, she just had what she wore as drag, and she made that good first impression, and we took notice of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you, I'm pretty sure that they know walking into the show that they're going to go right into a photo shoot at this point.
Right.
So you're going to wear that, and then if she didn't have that mohawk, that weird look, and she was just sitting on the thing, a couple other queens did that, and that wasn't the select that they chose for their picture.
Right.
So for Acid Betty, it worked.
And the queens don't pick their pictures.
No.
No,
we don't know. You know, some of these people may have had a really good picture, and that's just not what we saw.
True.
Right.
So.
I'm just saying, one of the girls said it during the episodes, and yeah, we get ripped for that too, for not knowing who said what, but, you know, take a chance. Take a risk. Actually, it was the one that went home, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Because I liked what Nyasha came in at, what she was wearing when she walked in. I thought she looked absolutely beautiful. I loved the outfit. I thought she looked freaking fantastic. And somebody, I think it was somebody on the panel when they were looking at her picture, they were just like, yeah, well, you just blend in with the thing if you wear all black, da da. Here's the thing. They weren't given a chance to go look at that set and know what to wear. So don't judge them saying that they're blending in with a set.
Yeah.
Because that's not, you know what I mean? Like, they were wearing what they're wearing based on what you told them to wear. They didn't know who was.
But they weren't told to wear that. But I know what you're saying. Carson said that the black and the black hair blend in.
And they can move around the set, too. They could make themselves seen.
Exactly.
I mean, we saw that with Derek Barry. You know, takes that chair, boom, right in front. Of course you do that. Yeah. Like, why don't you?
He was all over
the place. If you were on a true set, though, they would probably, she'd come out in that, and they're like, you know what, we're losing you. We need to either change your hair color or change your dress.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that is a legitimate thing that would have happened. They don't have that option.
They don't have that option.
I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Moving right along. Okay. Any more else? Anything else from the?
I just want to say that we all laughed out loud when they said because Bianca couldn't be there, and we just replaced her with a circus clown. I'm sorry, that was frigging hysterical. I'm sorry, I thought it was absolutely hysterical. So, just wanted to give that.
And I shat on her so much last season. I thought Violet looked amazing.
She looks like Violet, though. She looks amazing.
Yeah, that's about it. Thank you, Jackie B.
And you pointed out earlier is that this season there's a lot of there's not a young, there's not really an old. There's just like a lot of mid 20s. Or
21, 34, 31, 31, 37, 33, 27, 31, 29, 22, 29, 32.
So I think between 25 and 35.
I would say 27 and 34. That's not bad. That's considerable.
But you don't have a group of young versus old.
It's I mean, 22, Layla is 22 and Naomi's 21.
Yeah.
Those are the two youngest. And I think Layla, we'll get into that. She should not have been on the bottom, but we'll get into that.
Well, I agree.
Can we just jump in?
Yeah,
we should go to the next challenge. Yeah,
which the loved. I love this throwback to the other challenges. I loved bringing in the other queens. Yeah,
they use them well too. Like the queens came in, and it's the eighth season, so these are the people that we want to see kind of where they're at, how they look, and this is a good time to bring them in. I thought, it just worked.
I will say this. Having seen and remembering all of these challenges, I was underwhelmed with what they came up with.
With the season 8 girls.
I agree with 100% all three of you that I do like bringing back the old recycled. And of course, I'm going to rip that because I used to say that I didn't like recycled. But this was good. It was refreshing.
But there was a reason for it.
Yeah.
There was a reason for it.
Yes.
So, it was justified.
So we had all these different, I have to go back to my notes now. So we had Drag on a Dime, we had the boat challenge, Money Ball, Sugar Ball, and it was a reference to each season a season. And I like the fact that there wasn't a mini challenge to winner. It was just a random pick. Yeah. But
and we had to talk about that.
Yes.
Morgan.
You do it.
Sorry, that was hysterical. Then Morgan came out that they did the little shout out to Priscilla. I just thought it was great. Kudos to you, Morgan. I love you, girl.
I do wonder how it was done.
I'm how sure. was it done?
Yeah.
Someone standing near Morgan's asshole and throwing a ball. Yeah.
I actually thought there was like, because there's a part of her outfit that went to the that you couldn't see. It was like a little thing that was hanging down, so I figured they taped something and it shot, literally shot out of her, you know.
No, I'm sure.
I think you're giving them a lot more.
Sure.
Yeah, you're giving them. This is RuPaul's Drag Race, girl. Come
like,
on.
It's like movie
get
magic.
It together.
I believe everything
get
I see.
It together. Yeah.
So, homegirl, Robbie Turner, let's just get this out of the way.
Yeah,
how
that was
are a, you going to distribute?
That was a terrible outfit.
No, how are you going to distribute each queen? Because she got to choose who got what category.
Some of them I thought they, like, I think she, what I thought was interesting is, like, I think she, and we've talked about this in previous seasons, was trying to match people with their best advantage. I do.
You think she was doing what they she thought they should
do? She didn't know what the hell she was doing. Okay. You know why she didn't know what the hell she was doing? Because she forgot that she had to have the last outfit.
Yeah. No, I think that she was paying so much attention to like who would match well with what. She didn't pay attention to the fact that she's in a competition.
Yeah. I think so too.
And I also thought Rue would have been like, oh, and then you get to choose and like kind of compete against, like I thought she was going to get last pick, like, oh, and then you get to choose one to take from somebody. I if I was in the same position in a competition, I probably wouldn't have thought of myself either. Like
I think so too. I really think I would have forgotten.
So I would have been like, fuck, I'm with the poodle.
But I would have loved working with the poodle.
I would have, because they can't, I don't know if they came out in threes the entire time or they came out in threes and then they, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
I would have been on the lookout for the one that I wanted to do. And then I would have picked that one.
Hello Kitty. That was my choice.
That was my
yes!
I thought that would have
high five. Virtual high five.
And then
I would have picked Hello Kitty too.
Yes, I love Hello Kitty, but the problem is the what's her face who did the Hello Kitty? It was so underwhelming.
Yeah. That was Dax, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
And it's so funny because I love the look of it. Like I was like, this is a beautiful outfit. Like it references Hello Kitty, but for me, like when you see, I went to the Hello Kitty exhibit at the Japanese Museum, and it's like when you see those dresses that they make for different competition shows, they're like Hello Kitty vomit, and that's what I want to see. I want to see Hello Kitty vomit. Yeah. I want to see like intense
and
amounts of Hello Kitty.
Her, was it her? Yeah, it was her. The her
her. We're talking about
the
Dax.
Bow.
Okay.
Did you see the bow on the back? Like, she literally just tied a ribbon around her back. And I was like, girl.
Let's back this up.
Really, that's it?
Back this up. This was a year ago. Same Hello Kitty challenge. Weren't we all, I know the three of us, weren't we all a little underwhelmed with what they came up with?
Yeah, I think so.
And then with the ones, there was one that went over the top. You know,
They did.
And the judges shat all over.
Yeah. But so, they did a Hello Kitty challenge for
was last
Project
season.
Runway.
Oh, Project
for
Runway.
For Project Runway. Look up the outfits they did
for
that.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
It's also Project Runway.
I know. It's Project Runway.
Well,
they can actually sell.
Didn't Pearl win that with the sleeping bag outfit?
Yes.
Somebody.
The gap tooth and the big ponytail. It was like a Madonna looking Hello Kitty. It was like a big
she
mask.
She was wrapped in a Snuggie and then put the whole Hello Kitty
head on. When they were dressed as. Remember they came out dressed as a.
They had the mask.
The mask on.
And then the Hello Kitty.
And then they had a fashion after.
For a minute I thought Katya was going to come up from under the Hello Kitty mask.
Oh, Katya was fantastic.
I loved her.
Oh, she was fantastic.
Oh, Katya.
Anyway, so. I didn't have a favorite. I mean, you know what? Kimchi
was my favorite.
Hands down the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was the best, but it wasn't my favorite.
Here's my issue with...
How does that happen? It was the best, but it was not my favorite.
It wasn't my favorite.
You acknowledged...
I thought it was the best of what was presented. It wasn't my favorite. I didn't really have a favorite. I didn't really care for anyone
of them. Well, how many of them had issues with even constructing a garment? Like,
I can't.
So glad you
how
that. Can
I you can't.
Be a
drag?
I'm not a drag queen. I can't. Because I know I can't sew. I can glue, but my gosh.
We say this every year.
Uh-huh.
You know you're going to be on... I'm getting really mad because it's like, you know you're going to be on RuPaul's Drag Race. You know there's a sewing challenge. Even if you know, like, okay, like what Ru said.
Yeah.
You've been cast. Learn how to fucking sew.
Well, you don't even have to know how to sew. You just have to know how to put stuff together to make a garment.
And if it's a caftan or those, like, flowy dress things, like...
You just
that
tie
is
a
not acceptable.
It
well, that is not acceptable.
Do you remember?
Acceptable.
Was it? It was oh
there's
my gosh!
So many queens.
What was her name
that.
From?
Give me a season. I can help you.
Was it last season? Yeah, it had to have been last season because I was here.
Give me a description.
The one, Ben de la Creme. when she did the Golden Girls. She had the Golden Girls. And remember that dress she made? And she literally said, she's like, it was hot glued.
Yeah.
Like, she constructed that, and it was hot glued. So you don't have to know how to sit behind a machine and construct a pattern and do all that stuff.
Roxy hot glued that, like,
there's so many things, so many of the outfits that have been done through the years that were not people that know how to sew. So it's not about knowing how to sew. It's about knowing how to construct something that looks, you know, that you can pull off.
This
you
is
know
a
what
broken
mean?
Record. It's yeah. season 8.
Oh, absolutely.
The best is when they cut to Michelle Visage's face when Rue was talking about you learn to sew, you make your first dress when you know you're going to be on this show. It's like, it's kind of like, if I'm going to be on the show, forget how to do makeup. The first thing I'm going to do is go out and buy a freaking...
Well, presumably you know how to do makeup
at
this point.
I will tell you another little secret that I heard the other day. Well, by the other day, I mean several months ago. Mm-hmm. And I think it was regarding last season, is that this is another thing is, you know, you make these videos and they submit them and they interview you and stuff. You're not necessarily proving that you know, because now one of the challenges is, to get on the show is to construct something, go to the 99 cent store and make something from stuff you bought at the 99 cent store. And how do you know that I made that?
That's a good point.
So there were, I know for a fact that there's one person that completely flat out lied about her ability to construct. So you know what I mean? They're also,
doesn't matter. Bottom line, so, you know you're going to be on the show.
Oh, I know. I agree 100%. But in kind
get
of the defense.
Get a needle and, you know,
they have
been lying
to.
Because you're hurting yourself in the long run.
Yeah.
If you can't do this stuff.
I know how to sew a pillow.
Yeah.
So I know how to sew. Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Anyway.
I was so underwhelmed by Naomi's drag float. I didn't think, I think that should have been in the bottom only because
hands down should have been
it's the same thing where it's like I'm relying on my body.
Yep.
The float had no theme.
I'm sick of
relying
on the
body. All of the floats in that challenge, and that's one of my favorite challenges in like the history of Drag Race. All of those floats had a theme.
Mm-hmm.
This had no theme. She slapped a bunch of bows on it.
Okay, so.
And she literally said, I think I wrote it down. She said something like...
She said, I wanted to take things from the an old challenge and try to make something new about it.
No, Michelle told her that float was beautifully decorated.
Oh,
that float was not beautifully decorated, Michelle.
Not.
Orange Michelle, I'm going to call her from now on.
Oh, no.
Michelle left her outfit at home. I was like, where's your necklace?
Well,
where's
at least she was dressed like a woman. Not a drag queen.
Oh, but gosh.
I was wondering what happened to her boobs. they weren't.
Yeah,
they
were covered.
Front and
she was a drag king.
They were covered. I'm not a fan of boy body. If you're gonna be in a dress,
somebody said that too on the panel. They're like, I love that you don't have boobs.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get
Nicole
it.
Nicole Richie doesn't have boobs.
That's true. Eat a burger.
But okay, so this is what I noticed with Violet Tchotchke.
She did that too last year.
And I forget what Queen said. It was one of the ones. It must have been.
We're gonna rip. I can see the comments now. You guys should do your research.
Nisha said. I don't know how somebody can come up with...
We're sweating like prostitutes in church. It is at least 85
degrees
in here.
Let's let Jay get his thought out. Sorry, Jay.
I'm just saying, I don't understand how I'm up here lip-syncing for my life when a $5 wrap dress on a boy body. It's true. Like, there's no pass, nothing.
I agree, 100%.
It's kind of like the first impression. You got to have a good first runway to really... And you were safe. It's just... That was a bummer to me. That was a bummer.
She constructed that, and while it was that's again like that's an iconic moment when Sharon Needles came out and had like the blood spilling out.
Layla's?
Yeah.
Oh,
with the shoulder.
Okay, and I completely disagree again that she skimped on the bottom half. Bull crap. What do you want her to have on the bottom half? Like that it was all about that jacket. Mm-hmm. It was all about that whole construction,
a safe outfit.
I
disagree with you, Mark, cuz I was...
What would you have done?
Something more.
Like a skirt?
Have a skirt on?
I was thinking more like Mad Max, like Charlize Theron, like with the makeup and like the, you know, badass, you know,
boots, thigh-high boots.
No, well, I mean, that's just something that's already been done, kind of. And
I don't know.
I was underwhelmed with, like, Britney Spears, her outfit was boring.
That made me so angry. The only thing that saved her was the fact that she had that wreath
around her
vagina.
And what was...
That's the only thing that saved it, because it was not Christmassy at all. It was literally even just a bra.
These girls put thought and effort into it, and I thought it was acid with the money and kimchi, the winner.
Yeah.
But I thought Layla put thought into it. Like,
Layla's was great.
Layla's
was great. I thought she was fantastic, and she did not deserve to be in. Layla, if you're listening to this, you did not deserve to be in the bottom. You looked amazing.
And the boots
do not
good.
Listen to what people say.
I think she was in the bottom because of her photo shoot.
Which, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. If that was the reason, then that's fine. But she should not have been. She should not have
I think she should have been at least safe, because there are some outfits like Thorgi Thor that had nothing to do with cakes.
Thor.
It was safe.
But it was the material she was given.
I did the same thing that they did. Yeah.
I liked Thorgi Thor. I thought she looked amazing. Thorgi.
She's Thorgi, sorry. She's something. She's someone to watch.
Thorgi was one of the ones, the Meet the Queens, that I was just...
I mean, judging from the pictures here, she's the only one with a little personality, her and Cynthia. I like Cynthia. She's my favorite.
Bob's the first one that I followed on Twitter.
Let's
get back to this. Me too!
I went straight to follow Bob on Twitter because I want to know what Bob's doing for the rest of his life.
So here's my question. Let's go back to the runway. Do you think it's... Okay, given that this was just a mosh posh...
A mosh posh?
I don't know. I just made
hodge
that up.
A hodgepodge or mosh pit?
It is midnight, guys. I'm so tired.
I just have to do this because Cam's not here, so no one's going to fight you on the things you say.
We'll try.
Okay, so do you think it's unfair that some contestants were given an unfair disadvantage because of the category that they got, like trash?
You're there for a challenge.
Yeah. And they've all seen, the thing is, ostensibly, they've all seen these previous challenges before, so they have an idea of what it is already.
And it's just about being creative. It's about, you know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, and again, I don't think that if the panel was given these challenges, they would do much better, personally. But I think it's about being creative, and they just want to see you how, again, it's not about making a perfect dress. That's never been a challenge. You know what I mean? Like, it's about...
Well, I mean, there've been some critiques about, you know, hemlines and like, well, it should have been right. This, you
well,
know,
absolutely.
It should have fell to the floor, you know. Right. But so, I mean, in essence, they want to see perfection.
Yeah.
You know, and in all honesty, my favorite one was Chi Chi. Like,
yeah.
The one, I mean, I don't know what she had in mind prior to her stockings or whatever.
Wait, you just said Chi Chi's outfit was your favorite?
Kimchi?
No.
Do you mean what was Chi Chi?
Chi Chi's outfit was just a put together pieces of fabric. Oh,
yeah.
It's Chi Chi.
It was terrible.
Not kimchi. I thought he meant kimchi when he said Chi Chi. You know what I wrote next to Chi Chi's? I was right. She got a good.
Yeah.
Ball. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was like, okay, I can work with
so,
that.
So, I mean, you know.
I thought
that
was easiest.
My favorite, and yeah, so.
I thought hers was the easiest.
You know,
to deal
cross
with.
For that, but
that's what we're talking about. I mean, she's the one who, she's the one who had the tear.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, not all people from the South, we don't all eat anything. That's bullshit.
Not pasta.
No, but she's from Shreveport, Louisiana.
I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, so that's Southern.
But you're not. Yeah, but you're from like fancy South. That's like pasta meat in the South.
Oh. I want to point something out, if I may, because I have a feeling
you're going to point it out anyway.
Well, I know. I'd do it when I got home anyway. If you didn't let me on here. Because I feel like this is something that's going to come up later, is when Michelle was talking about Acid Betty's outfit, she said, I like that everything is covered in thought, referring to that she had little things dangling off her shoes, she had a little this here, a little this there. I just, to me, not so much.
It was a
like,
lot.
I just feel like she's saying that now. But in the next queen that she doesn't like that comes out with little tassels hanging off of this, that it's going to be it's a bit too much. Like, I just feel like...
Oh.
It's, I think, though, there's a... For me, Acid Betty's outfit was actually really well put together. There are some times where you do need an edit, and...
I didn't like the stockings.
I didn't like the stocking. I didn't like the whatever she does on her body. And
I
she did that in the opening, too.
Like
and
the
I
scales.
Didn't like. Yeah. I just don't know. It looked different this time. Yeah.
I do think Michelle has a good point, though, in saying that, you know, this is, it's a drag competition. Like, you don't want to see someone just, like, dressed up like a woman having lunch. You know, like you want to see something.
Unless that's their thing.
Next
which
challenge.
It should is for some people.
Let me just rephrase. When I see drag, I want to see something that wows me. Yeah. I don't want to see somebody wearing the outfit I wear to work. Yeah. You know, I want to see somebody wearing something that is like worthy and eye-catching. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what she meant.
But I know she said, like, the Hello Kitty last year, I think she was the one judge that said, oh, you need to edit.
So yeah.
It's usually her.
That's why I wanted to point this out. Because I feel like she's the one that's always like, da-da-da-da, you know, it's too much. It's, you have an editing eye, blah, blah. That's the only reason I wanted to point out, because I feel like...
So you guys don't agree that the bottom two deserve to be in the bottom two?
No, I do agree Nyesha did.
Nyesha. I think so. I think it should have been Nyesha and Naomi.
I thought Robbie was pretty horrible.
Robbie and Naomi are my two. That should have been in the bottom.
Robbie, I'm going to let go. I'm going to let her slide. I do like her personality, so I think that it was a misstep. And I like that she said it was like she knew. It was a series of disasters that just kept happening. And sometimes you can't help it. You just kind of have to make the best of it.
Her whole presentation, when she got on the runway, you can tell that she was already defeated.
Well, but I think... But see, that's the thing. I think she was doing that on purpose. I think she was just kind of like, you know what? I'm just going to live this. I am miserable right now because I'm miserable. Like, that's what I got out of it. Whether that's what she was doing on purpose, that's what I got out of it. Okay. It's like she was kind of playing the part.
Bottom two. They danced to... Danced. They lip sync. What show is this? Lip sync for your life to applause by. I was gonna say Gaga.
I like to call her Gaga.
I'm glad Layla won. I thought she deserved the win.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, completely.
Yeah,
she nailed it.
But yeah. Claps.
I'm gonna need her.
I think that's the choreography from the video, if I'm not mistaken.
And I think I think she needs to learn the words.
She was she was doing a pageant.
I don't care.
The smiling during the number. It's like, no, you got to be in that number. You know what I mean? Like, she just wasn't pulling off the number.
This was one of those songs. Again, they've had poor choices of songs, in my opinion. This was an upbeat song that you can move to. Yeah. And none of the judges, I was watching like this.
Yeah.
I was so bored.
It had a slow start, but I thought Layla really got into it. It's like a build, though. You have to kind of give it that.
It was very sexy.
I thought so, too. I thought Layla did a good job
at kind of building. Foreplay. Let's just get to it. Like, get to it, get it over.
You want that song to hit.
Okay. Get the pounding, like, right now.
So when they do the ballads, that's when you're just... Not in.
No.
Okay.
I'm already asleep. So.
But before we go,
we're not going anywhere. I'm going to give real quick and then we're going to wrap it up. What do you want to say? What do you got?
I want to start doing a quote of the week.
Okay. Mark's got a quote of the week.
Because I do it on my other show and I love doing it and there was so much fun stuff said.
Okay. You go for it.
And I think my quote, I was torn. I'm going to say the other one because this is really funny. This isn't my quote of the week, but I thought it was funny when they asked Nicole Richie where she would wear Kimchi's outfit. She said probably a school drop-off.
Yes.
But that's not my quote of the week. My quote of the week is going to go to, drumroll please, Bob the Drag Queen.
Of course.
When he said, we do have it. Fantastic.
Sorry.
was when Bob says, in regards to Derek Barry, is Beyonce scared of Britney? Then Bob ain't afraid of Derek.
Yes.
It was good.
That is my quote of the episode. Quote of the week.
Okay. I have to point out that these names for these queens aren't that original.
Oh my gosh. Bob the Drag Queen is the best drag queen name ever.
I disagree.
Ever.
I actually really, I like, and I don't I necessarily like, I'm not sold on Dax exclamation point, the drag queen.
But the name is great.
Freaking love the name. Sorry. I don't know. I was kind of happy with I Love Kimchi, Acid Betty. I don't know. I like Layla McQueen, Thorgy Thor. I don't know. I'm kind of down with it.
Bard. Boring.
Let's see. How many did I write down? I wrote down. These were from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had 6 names written down of who I liked. I didn't have that last season.
That's
so.
That's good.
Way to go.
Yeah, good.
Good for you. I disagree. But that's what makes us all special, right?
Cam says. He's speaking to me. I have a little earpiece from Cam. He's talking to me.
I was about to say somebody else says, but I'm not going to say that name. So let's move into predictions. Okay,
I do have one.
So, Jay, I was going to call you something else.
Prediction.
We usually predict the either top 3 of the entire season.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, I'm going to give you 5 seconds.
Okay.
4 seconds to pick your top 3. 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
I don't need it. I already got them. I have
locked
in.
Go.
Okay, so Bob the Drag Queen. I think...
Now, before you finish, these are the ones that you think, not your favorites per se, but the ones that you think are going to get to the top.
I think Bob the Drag Queen, that's my, so this is my order in the way that I think that it's going to go.
Okay.
Bob the Drag Queen, personality and challenges, I think is going to kill it. Acid Betty, my first impression, I wasn't too crazy about the attitude, but I thought that she performed well and brought like a good runway. And then Kim Chi, just based off what I saw tonight, I thought it was a strong start, and I think it's going to keep continuing.
That's your three. Yeah. Okay, we're going to revisit this at the end of the season. All right, here we go.
I'm going with Bob the Drag Queen. I'm going with number two, Kim Chi. And number three, Thorgy Thor.
Jackie.
In no particular order.
Oh, no particular order.
Bob the Drag Queen, Kim Chi. We all know that. They're like our faves.
Right.
I see Derek Barry getting the getting the top.
Oh, I'll be so annoyed.
Because it's a Courtney Act thing.
I know. It's a Courtney Act, Chad Michael. It's the whole thing, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Well, okay then. So I'm going to go along with the masses and say Bob the Drag Queen. And then I have Acid Betty. And I'm going to agree with Jackie on Derek.
Okay.
Barry.
I could see that.
Yeah. Who's going to go home next week? Anybody?
Next week?
I'm going to go home.
Who I want or who I think?
Oh, we don't have time for it. Okay, guys.
I'll tweet it out later.
Join us next week. Oh, we got to say where they can find you.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with Jay?
Okay, so Twitter is still_jealous, which is J-E-L-L-I-S. And then Instagram is don't_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S.
Mark J-F.
Instagram and Twitter, Lorraine Love, L-O-R-A-Y-N-E-L-O-V-E.
Jax.
You can find me on my website, 123jackieb.com. That's where my Twitter, my Instagram, and my blog.
Yay!
She's fancy.
Do you blog about us?
She's on all these platforms now.
I could.
No.
You can find me on
Twitter. Oh, I have to cross out the person that went home.
Oh, God.
In my red Sharpie.
So, you can find me on Twitter at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Cherison. And that's it. Thank you, guys.
There she is, gone.
Welcome back.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Make your comments down below.
Oh, they will.
Tune in next week. We'll be here.
Thanks, everyone.
Same time.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.